Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not really a fan of reality TV shows. Maybe you are, but I'm not. Like of The Apprentice or The Voice or American Idol. I can't stand these shows. But last week, a couple of priest friends of mine were talking about another reality TV show called Undercover Boss. Have you guys ever heard of this show called Undercover Boss? It's been around for about 7 years or so. The idea is that a CEO or some upper-level management boss would go undercover as an entry-level employee, a nobody, just a new guy starting on the job, to see what's really going on in his or her company. The boss will often wear a disguise so no one can recognize him or her, uses an alias, a fake name. And through doing menial jobs and interacting with his employees, they grow to love and respect their workers. And often, they end up helping them out with their personal problems, giving them gifts. Well, the reason my priest friends were talking about Undercover Boss is because they had seen a Saturday Night Live skit on it. In this case, however, the undercover boss was Kylo Ren. You guys remember Kylo Ren from Star Wars, the leader of the First Order? Well, Kylo Ren goes undercover as a radar technician on the Death Star. How many of you guys like watching Saturday Night Live? Well, stop watching it. It's a terrible show, okay? But in this show, Kylo wears a wig of orange hair, a technician's jumpsuit. And he converses with stormtroopers and commanders in the break room. And he goes by the name, the alias of Matt. Well, they start making fun of Matt, really Kylo Ren. And they start kicking his wrench as they walk by. And they make fun of Kylo's black dress that he wears. Until finally he loses his temper and throws one of the stormtroopers into a soda machine. And he kills another one. At the end, Kylo is kind of talking into the camera, and he says that he feels he's really connected with his employees, finally. And it was a learning experience for him, even though he killed two of them. And of course, that's all just a total joke, because he's still the same ruthless leader and killer that he ever was. Some bosses should not go undercover. but rather stay in their comfy CEO suites. Well, in the gospel today, Jesus tries to teach his disciples what it means to be a good boss, a good leader, that is, an apostle. But the apostles had their own ideas of what it means to be a boss. And they thought of leadership a lot like Kylo Ren did, someone who dominates others through fear. You cannot really blame the apostles, can you? After all, that's all they saw around them. The scribes and the Pharisees, the Roman soldiers, that's how they behaved as leaders. Nevertheless, Jesus holds up a different model of leadership. He says, if anyone wishes to be first, he has to be the last of all and the servant of all. Jesus almost sounds like he's suggesting that they be like the undercover boss and learn to serve their followers instead of terrorize them. Be one of them. Indeed, isn't this undercover boss concept basically the meaning of the incarnation, where God becomes a man to live among us, not hanging out in the CEO suite of heaven, to look like us, because he has a human nature, to have a name like us, Jesus, not Matt, to work shoulder to shoulder with us as a carpenter, but even more, to suffer and die for us. You could almost say that the life of Christ was the original episode of Undercover Boss. Jesus models for us a very new and a very different way of being a boss. Boys and girls, today I want you to think about what your own idea is of a boss. What does a boss do? In your mind, how does a good boss behave? Like Kylo Ren or like Jesus? You know, many of your parents are bosses in their line of work. Forsgren, Bashir's, Albertson, Katsavis, Coleman, Johnston, Ralston, Barrett, Hunter, Goldtrap. And I'm just naming a few off the top of my head. You are watching them and learning from them what it means to be a leader. Furthermore, you are privileged to study in a Catholic school. And so you, boys and girls, carry the mantle and the promise to become tomorrow's leaders, the bosses, in various fields and endeavors. This school has put you on a leadership track, whether you realize that or not. You are different from other students. How will you conduct business as a future boss? You know, several years ago, teenagers used the expression, like a boss. You remember that? To mean that they could do something without caring what others thought or how it might even hurt someone else. Because I did it like a boss. Right? I've heard of some students who use curse words in our school in order to sound tough around the basketball court. That's one way to act like a boss, but it's not a very good way. On the other hand, I've seen some really amazing examples of leadership in our school. The quiet servant kind that Jesus is talking about. I've heard of students who stay behind and help clean up even after their own table makes a huge mess at lunch. That's being a boss. Instead of walking away and leaving that mess for somebody else. Students who play with those who kind of tend to be loners and don't have lots of friends. Students who sit with those at lunch who always end up kind of sitting by themselves. Students who go out of their way to help others with their homework assignments. Not copying homework assignments. Help them with their homework assignments. These students are already acting like an undercover boss. among their classmates. And they will make the really great bosses and leaders of the future. Jesus said, if anyone wishes to be first, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Boys and girls, there really are only two kinds of bosses: the dictator and the disciple. Kylo Ren or Jesus? Ask yourself today, what kind of boss do I want to be? Praised be Jesus Christ.